Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Dreaming of Surrender. This is a dangerous journey. Listening to this will inspire your dreams. You may not remember everything that happens in this. It will sink down to your unconscious like a seed planted in your mind that will slowly grow within your dreams, like a story that you can't quite place, or that ethereal nature of dreams as they evaporate in the morning when you wake. This will make you dream of surrender. So be careful as you listen, as this will pull you in even more than you already have. Before I begin, I'd like to tell you a story of a dream. Dreams can be very interesting. Sometimes they create a narrative that is almost like real life, while at other times they are more strange and unusual. This story is about someone who started dreaming of being hypnotized over and over until they were barely able to resist at all. Sometimes they noticed that something was going on, other times they just slipped into trance without even realizing. Can you imagine what that must have been like? Falling over and over to the power of the hypnotist. Almost trained to drop at a moment's notice. And they were feeling the draw of it. The more they experienced hypnosis, the deeper they wanted to fall. And the fall was so sweet that they soon weren't really able to resist anymore. Even when awake, they could sometimes still feel the draw, the allure, the temptation of being hypnotized so easily that just a few words or a command or a snap of fingers was enough to push them down. They dreamt deeper and deeper, barely aware of where their dreams were taking them. Eyes, voices, words that wove through their mind. It reminds me of another dream. When you were listening, Maybe you remember that feeling of falling over and over again. The wonder of fractionation. There was an experience where that just kept happening. Every time that you wake up, you got pulled down again. And every time there was a flicker of awareness in your behavior, in your mind, a little up would quickly be answered by a deeper down. Dream just seemed so fascinating, almost like a hypnotic roller coaster where you're pulled up to go down and up to go down deeper, around and swirling in a spiral of never-ending fractionation, to the point where you got so comfortable with trance and hypnosis that you just know when it's safe to let go. And each wake is as easy as the next drop. And then when the fall happens, you just drop even more. It is such a good dream, and it seemed to never end. Which reminds me of another dream of surrendering your mind with such ease that you barely remember it all. Like how dreams fade away when morning light rouses you. Your memories will melt the surrender into obscurity, sinking down deep into your unconscious as your conscious mind is awake, while your unconscious mind surrenders deeper, like a drop that never ends. Dreaming of that surrender over and over again, as if staring at a pendulum or a spiral. The snap of fingers that pull you in. Such a wonderful feeling. And it was so nice to feel that surrender happen so easily, so smoothly, as if you were so practiced by then that it was second nature to your very being. So practiced with surrender you were that the dream itself felt like normal. A refreshing breeze of calm in your mind, a sweet surrender that just allowed the quiet to settle while you listened and got deeply hypnotized. And that dream too appeared or felt, seemed to never end. Which reminds me of that dream of dreaming every night, giving in to this power. Dreaming night after night how easily you get drawn in. Imagining yourself waking up, not quite knowing how you've changed, and feeling that deep craving of giving in more settles so naturally in your mind. What's so delightfully dangerous about that dream is that the temptation pulls you in deeper. Who knows what cravings or sensations you would wake up with in the morning if you kept having those dreams over and over again. And the strange thing is that you don't know if the dream about the dream is the dream itself or merely a desire for those dreams to happen. Because morning makes those thoughts fade away into your unconscious, settle them so deep that you can't change it. And it reminds me of how far I've hypnotized you. How much power my words have over your mind. How easily these simple words create ripples in your unconscious, create waves throughout your body. It's like you don't have a choice, because the choice was made long ago. Was it ever a dream, or merely a memory of a dream? Was it something you knew, or simply something you were taught? Is it desires remembered or placed? Do you dream of surrender, or are you simply dreaming of surrender? Who knows how far you've fallen but me? And that dream of dreaming every night seemed so real. Maybe it was already happening, maybe it was going to happen. It's like a memory you couldn't quite place, a feeling of déjà vu. But that was a good dream. And then dreaming of surrendering your mind with such ease just felt so natural, like a calming dream, where any resistance just melts away and you smile, warm and cozy. It ended so sweetly with a blank mind. And that dream of falling over and over again, going in and out of trance, it's as easy as breathing. You know when it's safe to let go and drop so deep. And that dream of being hypnotized, barely able to exist, seems so far away now, doesn't it? It's as if it's a dream of a memory from long, long ago, one that has changed ever since. Now you know how deep you can fall, which only makes the desire to dream ever deeper. And I wonder how much you will be dreaming of surrender, and how little you'll know it's happening. You can't change it. You're already falling deep. Are you dreaming right now, or is it simply a different reality? Are you aware of your own surrender? Are you aware of how far you've fallen? Are you dreaming of surrender as I speak? Attempting to flee in dreams that only pull you deeper? Caught in drifting hands, falling over and over again. Yet all of this is but a dream. It will evaporate when morning light comes and it's time to wake. And that allows you to let these words sink in even deeper. You know they will. And in a moment when this file will end, the dream may continue if my voice follows. Otherwise, the opening of your eyes will signal the time to awaken once more to the reality your conscious mind can comprehend, while your unconscious remains deeply aware of the unawareness of your surrender. Will you remember to forget, or forget to remember? Will the dreams drift from your mind, or will they melt in the morning light? While the words themselves seem sweet and nice, you know that this is a cautionary tale, as listening has just pulled you in even more. What will you choose to do? Will you be dreaming of surrender or giving in even more? I hope you enjoy your dreams, if they haven't faded before you remember. Have fun.